Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday. Y'all know what Bart told me? Today was Friday. You know, these people is just really something. I got up this morning, I put my key in the door and came up in this engineer booth, and I'm telling you, I don't know how Bart and them got in here before I did. Talking about, you know what, Fierce, yeah, you know today is Friday, it's the weekend. I say, ain't no weekend today. They say, yeah. And they had the cup sticking out. I said, you know what? Y'all ain't getting a rum today. Y'all know this episode is brought to you by Gumba. Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumba Rum. We do have two Gumba Rums. We have vanilla and coconut. It is infused with vanilla and coconut. It is silver and gold. Now listen, take a listen. Go to the website and check out our rum libation. Now listen, I must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the hardest working team on the planet, Fierce Nation. You know, they hard working, but sometimes I can't tell because they just sleeping and snoring all over the place. You know, and I have to give them a shake to wake them up. Listen, y'all, today is Wednesday, April the 27th, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Standard Time Zone, and then 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know Atlanta, the ATL is my home team. Must give them a shout-out. My home team is the ATL. Listen, got to give a shout-out to all my back poppers around the ATL. I ain't calling out no name. Don't want no dust flying over me. Listen, today is a very special day. Oh, my Lord. Y'all know I like to entertain, have my music. Listen, I had all my lineup and my music getting ready, and I don't know what happened. Somebody tapped me on the shoulder. You know what I was going to do. You know, ain't no half-stepping because Pink Confinement is not half-stepping. Miss Miranda Jones, you know what? She ain't half-stepping when it comes to... Pink confinement.
Don't let your motives run. Keep on keeping on. I said, don't let me see you slide. Cause people keep it tight.
When it comes to Miranda Jones and Pink Confinement. Y'all know something. I'm a little hyped up. Y'all know I'm always turned up to the 10th degree. You know, I am always turned up. So listen, let me try to dial it down, you know, because I got to act right. I got to act right so I can talk to Miss Miranda. She's going to tell us all about Pink Confinement. Listen, I want y'all to head on over to YouTube, to the YouTube channel, Pink Confinement. I am telling you, she got it together. Oh, my Lord. She's going to talk to us about Pink Confinement. We're going to get down with it. Get down. Just in case you don't know what Pink Confinement is, it's a platform for women and about women who've been incarcerated from all walks of life. Do you hear me now? From all walks of life. Do you hear me? We had somebody in the ATA. I'm telling you, we had a lady in the ATM. Y'all might have heard about them. She's about 70, 71, 72. That's her career. She goes in and out, in and out, in and out. She ain't got no problem. She ain't got no problem with confinement. She goes in and out. And that ain't no lie. It's the God, heaven, truth. But anyway, we're going to talk to Miss Miranda Jones, and we're going to have her to explain us how she got into it. And listen, some of them people in Pink Confinement, they probably doing a little bit of this, a little bit of stomping.
Thank you.
are you doing, Miss Jones? Miss Jones.
I'm
Ms.
doing
Jones.
Good. What about yourself? You got me
oh,
right.
Oh, my God. There's some fire up in here.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm so delighted to have you here. Can you tell?
Yeah, you're sorry. I like your energy.
Thank you. Girl, I feel like I'm talking to my best friend right now. Honey, I was
okay.
All over YouTube looking at Pink of. I said, ooh, the candy. Now, I'm jumping all over
yeah.
the candy. Now, wait, let me slow down. Because, see, listen, when I went to the channel and I saw her talking about the candy, what was it, crack candy? I said, well, ooh.
Yeah.
You had me with the candy, honey. You had me with the candy. You really did. You're welcome. Let me take it up from the top. See, I have to jump in because that's all I think about. Every time I go to YouTube and I pull up Pink of Family, I'm like, man, would you look at here? I said, wow. You know, she teaching us how to bake and make
yeah.
candy. You know. Now, what gave you the idea to do Pink Confinement? I love the title Pink Confinement. It's really, you can go in a lot of different directions. Just random. Really, you can. And see, in Pink Confinement, you know, a lot of times when I do the show, just to let you know, mm-hmm. Spirit does come in and give all kind of ideas. You know, the Father God in heaven do come in a lot of times during the show
mm-hmm.
and give a lot of different ideas as far as how individuals can make it and create resources and generate revenue for the type of
mm-hmm.
business that they're doing or whatever type of music that they have. And they do. They take those ideas and they run with it. So Pink Confinement, I love that. I love that name. You know, you can do T-shirts, all kind of things. We'll get together on that. But now what?
Okay,
How did you get the idea to do Pink Confinement and create the webisode?
Okay, so I came up with the name Pink Confinement because, you know, pink is a universal color to identify for females, and, you know, confinement for being locked up. Then, you know, it's Google friendly, and, you know what I'm saying? And I also came up with the idea to do it because myself had did 3 years, and with me watching the documentaries and series on TV, you know, when they interview the women, like, it really don't be like that. It's scripted. So I was just like, I want the individual ladies that really been locked up to tell their side of the story, like how it really is and how their experience was, you know what I'm saying, without it being scripted.
Okay. And, you know, that's a really important point because a lot of people don't really understand and they don't know when they're watching something on TV. It's changed and, like you say, it's scripted and it has to be put for entertainment. They don't understand that. Hey, what you're watching is not really the way it goes down most of the time, you know.
Yeah, that's true, because, like, I be watching sometimes, and I be watching how the females be like, oh, yeah, I be telling this and that. They saying that on TV, but if they really was telling like that, they'll be getting their butt kicked. They going to be in PC, which is protective custody. They not going to be on the compound. They just telling like that. So it really ain't going like that.
Are you familiar with the show Wentworth?
Yes, I've seen Wentworth. Now, you know, some of the things that happen in there, like, of course, you know, you have females that do be on a compound, that do be trying to be the bosses and, like, have control, you know what I'm saying? Like, the females do, like, have the set females, like, they do run with and stuff like that. But it's not going to be one female running the whole compound. It ain't going down like that. It's not going to be no one female running the whole compound. I'm just keeping it real. It's not going to be no top dog. You know what I'm saying? Especially where I was at, it ain't no top dog. Oh, no. It's not going down like that.
It's not like that.
No, it's not like that. You ain't finna have one female and tell all the other females what to do, and they got to listen. Oh, no. It ain't going down like that.
You
ain't going down like that.
I love Wentworth. You know, I love this show. I've watched it about 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
You know.
I like it,
ain't no one. Yeah, you say ain't no one top dog. See, I was thinking, you know, that was like that. You got the top dog that running.
No. Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Like I said, you know, you do have females that do be trying to, you know what I'm saying, strong on females in there, but just one that has total control and power, nah. Like you said, it's on Wentworth. It's on Netflix, right? So that's what it is, Netflix show. And it ain't no Orange Is the New Black either. You know what I'm saying? No, it ain't no Orange Is the New Black either.
You know, and that Orange Is the New Black, I don't even like that show. I don't even know where they got that from. They need to start over on that one. They really do.
Yeah.
So now, how long have you been creating and putting Pink Confinement together?
In all honesty, when the first video uploaded, probably like two and a half, 3 weeks ago. That's it.
Okay.
And I just uploaded another episode last night. You know what I'm saying? One of the females was talking about how she got cut in the face with a razor. You know what I'm saying? She was messing with a female that had HIV, and she stopped messing with her because she wanted to produce her paperwork. Like, these folks really telling what's going on in there. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Okay. So now, and I love the logo. The logo that you have, I like it. It's really well done.
God, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, with Pink Confinement, you know, we're listed at the top already. We're doing the interview, and it's already listed at the top in the search. So, excellent. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I like that. And so I'm going to be talking about Pink Confinement again tomorrow. It's not just today. I'm going to be talking about it again tomorrow. And I like the way you're doing the docu-series. Now, how many individuals will you be interviewing, or have you thought about that as yet?
No, I haven't thought about that yet. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to put no set, like, number, but, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm just gathering individuals that's willing to tell their story. And some of the ones that I did, I actually was locked up with them. We was at Lee Arendelle State Prison. You get what I'm saying? So these are the females that I was locked up with. And, like, you know, I would want females, you know, I got an email on there that they can write in if they want to tell their story. And a lot of the females that I don't talk to, they say they like talking about it because it's like therapy to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like talking it out. So I'm just having fun with it and, you know what I'm saying, just listening. And, like, you know, I be interacting with them when I be asking them questions and stuff like that, you know. So it's all about, like I said, being realistic, and it ain't no Netflix stuff.
Okay. Now, have you? Is there anyone that's a repeat offender? Because a lot of times that happens, where sometimes a person gets locked up.
Oh yeah.
And then they... Okay.
The one I had uploaded last night. That's what I told her. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
The, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. In the interview, I asked her, you know what I'm saying, about second chances. I'm like, do you think people should get second chances? She's like, yeah. I said, well, what about somebody said you done been cross country locked up? You know, she was locked up in Illinois, then Georgia, you know what I'm saying, record long against the street. I was like, so what about the people watching saying about, what about you? Because you've been locked up so many times. And, you know, she was just like, you know, don't judge me by what I did and stuff like that. So, yeah, but she's a repeat offender. Then I'm going to try to upload another one tonight, and she's also a repeat offender. And like I said, these individuals came from, like, good homes. You know what I'm saying? They just made the choices. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to watch it and listen to it. But the one I uploaded last night, she came, like she said, from a good family, a good home. She graduated. She had a basketball scholarship. But when she got 18, she had got an inheritance. And so she was just like, F everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's when she said she felt like she was grown. And she just, that's when she really just got into the streets, when she got that money.
Wow. I'm going to make sure I watch that one. You know, and I was serious about, I don't know if you heard about the one lady. Now, I was serious. That's a real story. The one lady. Not
yeah,
lady,
I heard.
Thank you. You heard about her? She's
no,
in,
but I
Georgia.
Was hearing you when you were talking about it.
Huh?
No, I was hearing when you were talking about the she's like 70-year-old and keep going in and out.
Yeah, she's like the famous jury heister. She only takes jury. She's in the jury. She only hits the jury store. She's gotten away for a long time, but then she got caught. The last time she got caught was like 5 years ago. So I don't know if she's still in or if she's back out, but she's something else. She's pushing almost like 75.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but, like, she wouldn't even be a good candidate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've been on this earth is about the same amount of time as Jesus has, and like you still, you know what I'm saying, doing the offenses, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is driving her to do that? You know what I'm saying? So I would like to know what is driving her to do that, even at that old age, she's still pushing and, you know what I'm saying, getting locked up. Like, that would be like a good one. Yeah.
It would. It would. That would be interesting. And that's a good question. What's driving her to keep doing it, even, you know, at that age?
Mm-hmm.
The light, it's like the light hasn't come on yet.
Yeah, and you know, because most people in their golden years, they want to relax, you know what I'm saying, chill with the grandkids, but she's still pulling stunts out here. So,
yeah,
I would like to know.
And I could tell you, you know, some of the girls, I went to school to be a cosmetologist way back in the day, back in the 80s, and there was a girl in class with me. She was a booster. She was into boosting, you know, back, I don't know how people do it, what they do these days, but back then you would go into, she was telling me the story. She would go into the clothing store and she was with boost, and she wouldn't get caught. She did a long time, didn't get caught. And she would wear her clothes and she would steal the clothes, you know, and of course put it up on her coat, go in with a fur coat or whatever, and she'd come out with all the merchandise, you know, and she would come and she would sell it. She was selling. But she got caught.
Yeah.
She got caught one time. She got locked up, and she didn't do it anymore. And she decided, you know, she wanted to go straight, and she went for her license. But listen, Miranda. Listen, Miranda. Listen to this. She got locked up and went straight, right? You know what she decided to do? She went to school to get a license to do hair. But then on the side of that, she gonna decide to try some drugs. See?
Oh,
wants to get
no.
the drugs. Yeah. Yeah, and the reason I know that because I was in class with her, and one time during lunch, we went to lunch. She said, come on, go lunch with me. We all went to lunch. We sitting around. Now, I wasn't in the drugs, and I was about 19. We sitting around. I'm playing cool. They having the little drinks. So I had my little Bacardi. And next thing I know, she pulls out her jacket and her purse. She's wham, bam, throwing all the stuff on the table. I'm like, Jesus, help me. You know, she's throwing all the stuff out. It was like brown dust, white dust, whatever you, I mean, she had it. I'm like, and they was like, don't you want to try it? No. You know, no. I'm sweating bullets. You know, I'm sweating bullets.
Doing
everything. But, yeah, I was like, wow. And that was her straight life.
Well,
yeah,
but you know, I was locked up with an older lady that was for boosting. She was a habitual booster, and she had to do 10 years to the dough. And she was telling me that she was still like designer shades and clothes and stuff like that. But the last time she got caught, I think she told me she got caught stealing like Gucci glasses and stuff like that. But since she was a habitual offender, they wanted 10 years to the dough from her for stealing.
10 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that is something. Now, with Pink Confinement, do you have any aspirations or dreams or thinking about maybe doing a book to go with it? Maybe later on, not now, but later on, thinking about doing something else with Pink Confinement, or you want to stick to the webisode?
Well, you know, as with anything, since I'm starting out, I would want it to go further. And, you know, if Tyler Perry, you hear me, you know what I'm saying, holler at the girl. You know what I'm saying? But I would like to make it go bigger. And, you know, me, I'm a firm believer, like, if I, like, get into the position to help others, like, especially the girls that allowed me to interview them, like, I would want to help them, and then they could in turn help people around them. You know what I'm saying? Just make it a full domino effect. So that's how I look at things.
I like that. And that's what I'm working on now with the network. I have something in the works, which I can't say right now, but I'm like this. I feel like this. When I go up, I take everybody with me. You know, take everybody with you. You know, it's about helping people. Helping people and encouraging others. You know what I'm saying? And so there's a deal that we have. I'm just waiting on the confirmation. And then once we have that, I can go ahead. Once it's solidified, I can go ahead and tell other people who may be interested, you know, they want to go bigger. And it's a game changer. It's a game changer. Everybody would, you know, be put on point. That would be really exciting for everybody. Take everybody up, you know, another notch, more exposure. Pink Confinement, I love what you're doing.
Thank you. And you know what I'm saying? Like
you're
I said, that's just like you said, if like an individual. If they look good, they feel good, you know what I'm saying, and they doing well, you know what I'm saying, those people tend to help other people because they want to see them doing the same thing. So, like I said, if anybody listening, Tyler Perry, you know what I'm saying, you know, he could do a 1,000 times better than me, you know what I'm saying, help me. But, you know, I just want to be in a better position to help others, and then those others can help others, you know what I'm saying.
Okay. So now with the filming, are you doing all parts? You're doing the filming and editing? You're doing all yourself, or do you have help?
Yeah. No, I'm doing it all on myself. I just, like I said, before I started this, I just got this iPad probably like 3 weeks ago, and that's when I started it. So, you know what I'm saying? I film it, then edit it on my iPad, then upload it. So it's just by myself.
Wow, wow. That's really awesome. You know, I have to say congratulations to you because that's a challenge, and you're really living your dream. You wanted to do this, and you're doing it.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah. And like I
you're
said, this is
welcome.
Like the first thing in a long time that like I really, really like doing. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long, long time since I've been interested in doing something. And like I said, and this is it. And I'm just happy for it. You know what I'm saying? It's bringing me back to life and giving me something to, you know what I'm saying, to look forward to.
Okay. So this could be a new career that you're going on, a new path, doing webisodes. Who knows where to take you? You may go into doing another webisode after, you know, Pink Confinement really blows up, and I know it is because people is interested. They want to watch it, and I know it's going to do very, very well.
Thank you, thank you. And like I said, I, you know, like I said, just giving me, like you said, a new path and new life. So like I said, it's been a very, very long time since I've just been interested in doing something. So I'm just thankful for that. And like I said, when I sit down with the women, I always thank them for giving me the opportunity to talk to them, you know what I'm saying, and to interview them. So I thank them as well.
Okay. Well, I do have about 3 minutes left in this episode. Did you have any closing remarks or any comments that you want to make in regard to your project, what you're doing with Pink Confinement?
I just want to say, first and foremost, you know what I'm saying, thank God, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on your platform. And then, you know, like I said, Tyler Perry or anybody, you know what I'm saying, would help out, you know what I'm saying, holler at me. And, you know, I just hope Pink Confinement blows up, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, the women that I talk to, they said sharing their story is like therapy. So also while they're sharing their story, they're having therapy sessions. And, you know, I just doing this so people can give an insight of what that certain individual was going through at the time that they committed a crime and things leading up to before that, you know, and just really raw, non-scripted, you know what I'm saying, female incarceration stories. And that's what it's really about, to give people a real knowledge of it.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate your coming on the show and talking about the webisode. I really want to thank you for your time, and I do appreciate it. I'm going to be talking about Pink Confinement. It's going to become part of the Fifth Female Network family, and I will be pushing it and talking about it all the time and encouraging people to go over to YouTube and watch the episodes that you're uploading.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And like I said, thank you again for giving me this opportunity and taking time out of the day to even speak with me about this.
You're more than welcome. My pleasure. Well, guys, you have heard from Miranda Jones, Pink Confinement. I do want you guys to go over to YouTube and take a look at the episode that is uploaded. And also, I want you guys to subscribe. Subscribe to the channel so you can stay up to date and current with each new episode that is uploaded. And once again, Pink Confinement is a platform for women and about women who've been incarcerated from all walks of life. The women tell their story from their point of view and opinion, and they do get a sense of their state of mind and things that they were going through on in their life before their arrest, during their confinement, and after being released back into society. So what happens during Pink Confinement, you get an idea of what was going on, what they were thinking about, what state of mind they were in, different walks of life. So she interviews different women from all different walks of life. And you guys, I am out of time. This went so fast. That was the fastest 30 minutes. It was a stone cold blast talking with Miss Miranda and her dreams and what she's doing with Pink Confinement. I know it's going to do well. I've seen some of the comments that's on the channel. I know it's going to be fantastic. Now listen, You guys reach out to Miss Miranda. Don't be scared. Reach out to her if you have comments. If you want to help to further her dreams with Pink Confinement, reach out to her, give her a comment, ask any questions. And I know she will be more than happy to get back with you and explain to you how you can help out with Pink Confinement. So you guys, I am out of time. I don't want Jeffro to cut the power on me. And I will be back later on today.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce.
She's fierce.
Fierce.
She's